Yes, sir.
I'm Byron. Nice to meet you. Come on, let's get your bags, okay?
Yes, sir.
Take your jacket off. Get as hot as hell here. This is the PI. That's what we call the Philippine Islands. Zach, I'm sorry about what happened to your mom. That'd be pretty rough. I would have called you a lot sooner, but I was out at sea.
But I've been calling you for 4 months.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I was out at sea for 4 months. Mama sounds Tiki and Maria.
Hello, Byron.
I want you to meet somebody. My son, Zach, Tiki. Say hello. Zach, Tiki, and Maria.
Hi, son.
I'm out at sea 3 weeks out of every month. When I'm back in port, I don't have time for any of this daddy stuff because that's not who I am.
That's okay, sir.
Wait a second, kid. You don't understand. I'm too old for this. I don't care what the Navy says. This is no place to bring up a kid, like I told you on the telephone. You're better off in that state school back in Virginia.
You're never going back there. They treat me like shit.
Well, maybe that's not for you to say. God damn it, don't look at me that way. What happened to your mother had nothing to do with me.
It did. You said you're going to come back. You promised.
Is that what she said? That's a female lie. That's bullshit. That's a lie.
I found your letters. I read them after she did it. You said you were going to come back for us. You said you loved her, and she believed you. You're a liar.
Give me a towel.
shit. As wild as that night we banged those three stewardesses of Manila. I bet you didn't get it on like that in that jerkwater college you graduated from. How long are you going to hang around, Seattle?
Get ready, man. This one is going to blow you away.
Hey, man, nothing you do is ever going to surprise me. Tell me.
I joined the Navy.
You joined the Navy?
That's right, I joined the Navy. I'm on my way over to this Port Rainier now, this officer's training school over there.
What for?
Jets. Want to fly jets? You know, this place is only a couple hours from here. Maybe you want to come over and visit me sometime, all right?
Who put that idea in your head?
Nobody, just come to me. What's so funny?
You, man. It's like saying you're going to run for fucking president. Crazy, look at yourself. Officers don't have tattoos.
Look, I'll see you, man. All right.
Hey. Zach, come on. Don't be pissed off.
I'm not pissed off.
Hey, you are pissed off, man. Come on. I'm on your side, Bart. I don't want to see you do something you're going to regret. You got to give up 6 fucking years of your life to the Navy if you want to fly. 6 fucking years with the most uptight assholes God ever put on this earth. Mm. Officers, man, they're not like you and me. They're a different breed.
You know what this sounds like? Sounds like you're afraid you might have to salute me someday, Chief.
Oh, shit. Why the fuck would I be afraid of something like that?
I don't know. Huh? I don't know. It kind of sounds that way, though.
You want some fatherly bullshit. You want a pat on the back.
And you? No. Thanks for my graduation present, Larry. I'll see you around.
Don't go away, man. Hey, baby. Zach. Come on. Zach!
Seeing where you've been all your lives at an orgy, listening to Mick Jagger music and bad mouthing your country, I'll bet. You better stop eyeballing me, boy. You're not worthy enough to look your superiors in the eye. Use your peripheral vision. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, every time I say understand, I want the whole group to say, yes, sir. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know why most of you are here. We're not stupid. Before you get to sell what we teach you over at United Airlines, you got to give the Navy 6 years of your life, sweet pea. Lots of things can happen in 6 years. Another war can come up in 6 years. And if you're too peaceful a person to dump napalm on enemy village where there might be women and children, I'm going to find that out. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Understand?
Yes, sir.
Hi, son.
How you doing, Sarge?
What'd you call me?
Beg your pardon?
What did you call me, boy?
I called you Sarge.
Before that?
Well, I didn't call you anything before that.
You said, how are you? I am not a you, boy. A you is a female sheep, boy. Is that what you think I am, boy?
No.
No, sir?
No, sir.
Louder, sweet pea.
No, sir!
Hey, you want to fuck me up the ass? Is that what you call me, a you, boy? You queer.
Hell no, sir.
Where are you from, boy?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, sir.
Ah.
Only two things come out of Oklahoma. Steers and queer.
Which one are you, boy? I don't see no horns. So you must be a queer.
No, sir.
Stop whispering, sweet Peter. You give me a hard on.
No, sir!
You laughing at me, dick brain?
No, sir!
You better stop eyeballing me, boy. I'll rip your eyeballs out the sockets and skull fuck you to death.
Yes, sir!
What's your name, boy?
Mayo. Zach Mayo, sir.
How did you slip into this program? I didn't know the Navy was so hard up. You got an injury there, Mayo?
Not exactly, sir.
Hey, this is really wonderful work. Where'd you get this, Mayo?
Subic Base, Philippines, sir.
Ah, sort of recognize the work. Be proud of them wings. They're the only ones you're going to leave here with. Mayonnaise. What's your name, boy?
Emiliano Santos de la Sera, sir.
Mm-hmm. Don't say. You a college boy, De La Sera?
Yes, sir. Math major, sir. Graduate from Texas Tech, with honor, sir.
I see. You see this cane here, De La Sera? See the notches near the handle? There's a notch for every college puke, like you. So I got the DOR, that's drop on request from this program. And the first one I'm going to call out of this class is you, Emiliano. I expect to lose half of you before I'm finished. I will use every means necessary, fair and unfair, to trip you up, to expose your weaknesses as a potential aviator and as a human being. Understand?
Yes, yes, sir.
The price at the other end, the flight education worth $1 million. But first, you've got to get past me. Of an ass bandit. Wait till some of the local girls get a look at you, scrotum head.
Scrotum head.
You think that's funny, don't you, Wally? Well, not all the obstacles that can trip you up are on this base. Let me tell you something about the local girls. Ever since there's been a naval base here, there's been what you might call the Puget Sound Devs. It's poke girls that come across the Sound on a ferry every weekend. Just one thing in mind. And that's to marry themselves a
naval aviator.
Now, Puget Deb will tell you, oh, baby, don't you worry about no contraceptives. I got that all taken care of. But don't you believe a word of it, sweet pea, because a Puget Deb will do anything and say anything to trap you. I know this sounds silly to you, especially in this so-called modern age. But you scuzzy college pukes had better watch out, because they're out there. And you, sweet peas, are the answer to the dream. Come on, get up in there. Quick! On the double mayonnaise. Come on, Seeger. Little girl poopies to the left, little boy poopies to the right. Come on, let's go. What a motley bunch. Just get in there. All right, quick! On the double!
How's it going?
Got to be kidding. How'd I expect you to get down there?
Hey, look, why don't you guys want to switch bunks?
Those are signed bunks, man.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Hey, Daniel's in there.
Who the hell is that guy?
I think that's your mom and dad for the next 13 weeks.
All right, fall out. Get outside. On the double. Come on out here. Give me 50. Count them.
You think there's any truth to what he said about those girls, Puget Debs?
Sure, there is, sweet pea.
Still?
Yeah. Should have warned you scuzzy female types, though, about the Puget dudes. Those are the ones that say they're wearing a rubber, but there's really a little hole bitten in the bottom of it.
Very funny, man.
Seeger! Male! Wally! You've got enough goddamn energy to run them sewers? Get over there and give me 50. On the double. Right now. All right, poopy asses, get your faces on down there. Pump them out. You women better not expect special privileges. You think flying a plane is just sitting on a chair pushing buttons? Looks like you need a little work in your upper body strength, Seeger. All right, get up. Get up. Step out. Get back in line, you watch. Now.
Pilots off the Lexington ought to be getting to the officers' club about now. You sure got the timetable down, Lynette. After 3 years, you learn all the tricks.
Did you see that bodacious set of tatas?
Hi, Mrs. Ruffwell. Brought the records the social committee asked for.
I hope you didn't come all this way just to bring me these nice.
You're pissing me off, boys.
We had planned on
three.
The old club tonight.
The Blue Angels will be in next month. If you need an introduction, just let me know.
Wally.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Fucking ouch! I've been wanting to meet one of those Blue Angels since I can remember.
Oh, look at the poopies, those poor guys.
Oh. See you in a month when you get liberty.
Don't worry, it grows out about an inch by then.
Ain't gonna be no liberty for you boys. You'll be going home before then. Start from one again. One,
two,
three.
Flying low and feeling me.
Flying low and feeling me.
Great, go my place. You going for jets?
Uh-huh, all the way.
How about you, Mayo? Jets! I hate to tell you, they only let two out of each class go to jets. Which one of you's going with me?
Me.
Me.
Talking in the ranks again. You three just added 2 miles to this little hike for everybody. Come on, let's go.
Well,
Stand straight up. All right, get out of the way.
You at the end of 13 weeks. Those of you who might survive, don't even look at him. You don't deserve to look at him. Delacera, turn your back. You are without a doubt the most pathetic class I've ever been assigned to.
Shh. You big chump. 4 weeks and you still can't shine a damn buckle.
Look, shoot me a coat tags, buddy.
Hey, be careful where you stick that.
Five minutes to inspection, Mayo.
Where's your money?
Please.
You better hope Foley never finds out about that mail.
Hey, Berman. What I got here, man?
Ooh. Look at that. Look at that. Look at them buckles, man. Look good, huh? Woo!
$10. 15 for the boonies.
Who the hell's got $10? Hey, man, I spend every penny they pay me around here to keep my old lady and my kid in that motel.
Hey, you're breaking my heart, Perry. Who you got doing this stuff for you? Some enlisted guy, right?
Hey, tell him something.
Lost the sheets, man.
Look, man, is that piss-ass piece of change you're making from that stuff worth all of us getting kicked out of here on an honest violation? Huh?
I don't see anybody else complaining about it, Perryman. Excuse me.
Ready? Go!
Coming through.
Yeah, you say, son.
Here I come.
Out of my way, Mayo. I'm gonna put my name on that wall.
Yeah, I didn't even mind.
$225. Not bad. For a beginner.
Piece of cake.
Let's go now. Come on, Schneider. Come on, Schneider. Let's go. Let's go.
Come on. Come on.
Get in.
Get in.
Come on.
Get
in. Come on. Come on. Come on. Out of here till you get over that wall, Seagar.
I'll make it, sir.
Hurry up. Come on, get over there. You really want to be a man, Seagar? You another one of those little girls who didn't get enough of your daddy's attention because he really wanted a son, Seagar? Oh, that's it. That's it. That's what'll beat you every time, Seagar. Your mental attitude of a person of the female persuasion. Deep down under all that bullshit, you're still thinking like a second-class citizen, aren't you, Seagar? You can never give orders to men. Ah, walk around. Walk around, sugar britches.
Bernoulli's equation gives us the total amount of energy contained in the airflow. P is static pressure in pounds per square foot. Rho is air density in slugs per cubic foot. And velocity is in feet per second. 2,000 pounds per square foot for your static pressure, your density of 1, which is sea level, and your velocity of 100 knots.
I see him. What about the buckles? Okay, all right. $20, right?
Hey, bud.
Beat it. What are you laughing about?
I thought that's how you did it.
Did what?
Did what? Come on, Santa Claus.
You're not going to tell anybody about this, are you?
Not if you make it worth my while. 3 boonies for the duration.
That's fair. Tell you what I'm going to do. You get me 2 aerodynamics. You write your own ticket, my friend.
You got a deal.
You receive my letter telling me I'll soon be free. Then you know just what to do if you still want me.
If you still want me.
George Jones, where are you when we need you most?
Oak tree is staring on you. Do you still want me? If I don't see a river around me, oh.
Hey, 2:00, moving in, Del Acero.
Radar's up, scoping the target area. Uh-oh, zero in.
Slick it back. There it goes.
Who will be the lucky dab?
Is it the blonde? Is it the brunette?
It's a score. You got it.
Oh, my God. Check parent. 5 years of marriage. Still in love. That's what life's all about.
Hey, sing it.
Remember that bodacious set of tatas and her pal? Right there they are, bud. I think we ought to do something about it.
Captain Grayson, so nice to meet you. Now, the boy speaks so highly of you and that.
Yes, several people to meet.
Oh, my I'm husband. So sorry.
Captain Rufford.
Is Rufferwell?
Yeah, hello, Captain. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Could you introduce us to these 2 young ladies, please?
Paula, Lynette. Miss Paula Pekuski. Miss Lynette Pomeroy. May I present Officer Candidate Sid Worley and Officer Candidate Zachary Mayo. Well, I hope you have a good time.
No, we already met.
We did?
Uh-huh. Said he was growing itch by now.
That was you guys?
Yeah. Would you like to dance?
Sure.
He's grown out more than an inch, pal.
Because I couldn't bear to see what I might see.
Would you like to get a drink?
Sure.
Let's go. So, what kind of a name is Pekrivsky?
Polish. What kind of a name is Mayo?
Italian. Mom was Irish.
Okay.
I think I got her ears.
Yeah.
The rest is all waff.
Yeah. Where are you from, Mayo the Wolf?
Everywhere, nowhere. Paula the whole arc.
Seriously.
My father's a rear admiral, 7th Fleet.
A kid.
We lived in ports all over the world. Kathmandu, Moscow, Nairobi.
Really? God, I've never been out of Washington. Wait a minute. You're kidding me, right? We don't have any naval bases in Moscow.
No.
I don't think so. So, you got a girl mail the wife?
No. I ain't looking for one either.
What are you looking for?
heard about these girls. They come to these things looking for a husband.
Not me.
Yeah? Why are you here?
To meet interesting people. Improve myself.
What do you do? Go to school?
No, I got a job. I work over at National Paper. It's a real good job. I'm going to save enough money and travel. I think I'd like to go to Moscow.
You been through the Dilbert Dunker yet?
No, but my father and my brother both made it through it, so I guess I can too.
Oh, is your brother a flyer?
He was. He got killed.
Vietnam?
Yeah.
My brother died over there, too. He wasn't a flyer, though. I was only 12 when it happened. I really don't remember that much about him.
I should remember Tommy. Mind if we talk about something else?
We don't have to talk about anything at all.
Do you think you'll make it all the way to getting your wings?
Who knows? The guy's a lot smarter than me. Been dropping out like flies.
Oh, you know, you gotta say you're gonna do it. You gotta program yourself. It'll happen. You just gotta see yourself making it. I know, because I read this article, and Cosmo was about that very thing. I swear.
Paula? My very, very pretty girl.
Go somewhere else.
Come on.
Fall out, Wally.
Something tells me you girls have been here before.
Wonder what ever gave you that idea. Stop it. You're going to ruin it.
I'm sorry.
Don't do it.
You sure, is it okay?
Don't worry. I'll respect you in the morning.
You're crazy, girl. You respect me. Couldn't wait to get out of there.
Didn't you like the band?
Not much.
You didn't like Tie a Yellow Ribbon? But the rendition was one of the...
Let's go on the beach.
Listen up. I'm the base martial arts instructor. So those of you in 1-5 must assist in thinking of me as the drill instructor for the next 60 minutes. Just think of me as the enemy.
You believe this guy?
May I volunteer, please? Daniels, how about you? I see you hiding back there. Get up here quick.
Put him in the hospital, kid.
Can't touch me. It's against the law.
Yeah, kick his ass.
Yeah, Daniels.
Let's go.
Come on up here, son. Hello, pussy. How bad you want to survive, huh?
Sir, this Officer Canada doesn't understand the drill instructor's question, sir.
Ah. Well, let's see if I can clarify it a little bit. You want to survive bad enough to stop me, pussy? Or are you reliant on my generosity, my love of humanity, to stop me from killing you?
Breathe.
Break loose. Break loose!
I can't
breathe. Get away from me. You're not hurt. I could have killed you if I wanted to. Move off. Get out of here. Hurry up. Get back to your seat. You think I was really harsh on your classmate, don't you? You just wait till you get shut down behind enemy lines somewhere. And the only thing between you and the POW camp is what you learned from me. Now that I got your attention, we shall proceed with the class.
God, I hope she shows. She's gonna show. She will show. Rich socialite Oki like you ought to be a big catch around these
parts. Hey, man, I ain't rich.
You're an officer's kid.
So what?
Man, I spent 6 years living right on top of Launch's whorehouse in P.I.
Yeah.
Oi. Oi, parquero. Hey, you want number one? Fuck it, fuck it. Long time, short time. $10, cheap, cheap.
$10. I remember you, Mayo the Wop. It's good to see you. I was looking forward to it.
Me too.
Excuse me. You guys want to just hang out here, or can I suggest an alternate plan?
I'd pick up a bottle and go to a motel?
Just like that, yeah. What do you think?
Huh? I'll vote for a motel.
My kind of group.
Oh. Roy, here they come.
Well, make way for the warmongers.
What did you call us?
I called you a warmonger. Is that what you are?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, what do you want? You come up here for a couple of months. You rich college boys. You're strutting around in your ice cream outfits like you own the goddamn place.
Who are you looking at, Doc?
Hey, who do you think you are? Ben, I don't want to fight you. I do not want to fight. Why don't you just go back inside and cool down?
I ain't finished talking to you, sailor boy. Go!
Get him, Troy. Get him.
Oh, my God.
That's enough, man. That's enough, man. He broke his nose. You asshole.
Come on, come on.
God, I never seen anything like that in my whole life. Did you see that guy's
nose?
Now,
will you just shut up until we get to the motel? You doing that, please?
Well, use me for living.
Shouldn't have done it. Should have just walked away from him.
Zach, he didn't give you a choice.
I got a choice. I should have always got a choice.
Where'd you learn how to fight like that anyway?
I don't want to talk about it now, right?
All right. You know, Zach, it wouldn't kill you to open up to me a little bit.
What do you want? You want to fuck? Is that what you want? You want to fuck? All right, come on. Get on the bed, take your clothes off. I'll give you a good fuck.
Where's that coming from?
Get on the bed.
I wouldn't fuck you now if my life
was... Get the hell out of here! Because I don't need this shit.
I know who you think you're talking to, you know. I'm not some whore you brought in here. I'm trying to be nice to you. I'm trying to be your friend, Zach.
Well, then be a friend. Get out of here.
Fine. You know, man, you ain't nothing special. You got no manners. You treat women like whores. And if you ask me, you ain't got no chance of being no officer. Hungry?
Yeah, I'm starved.
Skivvies?
Pretty sexy, huh?
Sporty.
Control yourself, baby. I try real hard not to fool anybody about who I am, what I want.
So I know who you are and what you want.
And what do you want?
I want to have a good time until you have to leave.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I just know your voice is incredible.
Am I your fantasy?
What?
No, I'm not going to get serious on you, but I dare you not to fall in love with me. I mean, how can you resist them with candy?
You are better than candy.
It's going to be very hard to get enough. Very hard. Very hard.
You're feisty, I mean. I'm cocky. Pull up. Oh.
So, Zach, what do you do with a girl when you're through with her, huh? You say something or you just disappear, huh?
I never had a girl. Yeah,
to thank you for breakfast.
Anytime, Sam.
Heads up, Perryman. When you hit the water, you might get the wind knocked out of you. Don't panic. You've got a second and a half before the cage is completely underwater and it flips upside down. Go, Joe. Now, the most important thing is to watch your bumper. When that cage flips upside down, you're going to be disoriented. You're not going to know what your bearings are. Like Perryman down there. The bubbles will determine which way is up.
Holy shit.
All right, time's up. Go down for him, Jason. This is what happens if you panic. You can die down there, children, and this is only a swimming pool. Out there in the Pacific, you won't have a frog man to save your ass.
Totally unsatisfactory, Perryman. Gotta get in the back of the line. Do it again. You only got two more chances to make it, or you're out.
All right, Ned. Hold it. Change in order. Neil.
Since you're a hot chair of the week, you're next.
Aye, aye, sir.
Giga, you behind him.
Yes, sir.
You ought to be good at this, Mayo. Something you can do alone.
All right, take him up, Joe.
You never know in this program what's going to trip you up. Come, Mayo. Could be the grave or some little flaw in your cast that comes out under stress.
Let's go,
gotta get over that wall. Next!
Come on, Daniel. Just move it.
Take it easy now. Just a joyride.
Is this thing hit with the same impact as a plane?
This is nothing compared to a plane. Hey, don't forget to watch the bubbles.
All right, Joe. Take him up. Daniels, let's have that thumbs up there. Come on, Daniels, come on. Where's the thumbs up at? All right, go, Joe.
Thank you.
Right.
Somebody get the apartment. Seth,
get out.
Get me a apartment on the double. Okay. You ready? Just stand back.
Come on, Topper. Come on.
Okay. On the way?
Help me out, Sid. You got a spare, man.
My spare sucks. You know where the hardware store is.
Zach, I need a buckle, man.
I can't risk it.
You got plenty of time, man. He's still out with the girls.
I can't do it.
Hey, Zach, I got to see my family, man. I couldn't take it if you didn't let me out here this weekend.
We don't want you to get an honor violation, Fireman.
Okay. Is it on deck?
In every class, there's always one joker who thinks that he's smarter than me. In this class, there happens to be you. Isn't it mayonnaise? Pyramid, Wally, let us have this room. On the double.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Stow it. Mayo, I want your DOR.
No, sir. You can kick me out of here, but I ain't quitting.
Get into your fatigues, Mayo. By the end of this weekend, you'll quit.
Casey Jones was the son of a bitch.
Casey Jones was the son of a bitch.
Drove his train in a 30-foot ditch.
Drove his train in a 30-foot ditch.
Came on out with a dick in his hand.
Came on out with a dick in his hand.
Said, listen, ladies, I'm a hell of a man.
Said, listen, ladies, I'm a hell of a man.
Went to his room and lined up 100.
Went to his room and lined up 100.
Tore up and down, he's fucked everyone.
Tore up and down, he's fucked everyone.
Fucked 98 till the ball turned blue.
Fucked 98 till his ball turned blue.
And he backed off, jacked off, and fucked the other two.
He backed off, jacked off, and fucked the other two.
Wave goodbye to your buddies, Mayo. Oh, I forget you don't have any buddies. Only customers. You're having fun, mayonnaise.
Yes, sir!
Down to hear you.
Yes, sir!
All right.
'98. '99.
Get your face all the way down in there.
100.
You ready to quit now, Mayo?
Listen.
Look over there, Mayo. Look over there. Look at her. She decided to stay instead of taking liberty on this weekend. She may not make it through the program, but she got more heart and more character than you'll ever have. And stop eyeballing me, boy. I sure has dealt you some shitty cards, hasn't it, Mayo?
All right, sir. Six.
Bullshit. I've done some checking. I looked through your files. I know about your mama. You don't eyeball me.
know, your father's an alcoholic and a hole chaser. That's why you don't mesh, Mel. Because deep down inside, don't you eyeball me, boy. Deep down inside, you know that all these other boys and girls are better than you are. Isn't that right, Mel? Huh? Isn't that right?
No, sir! No, sir!
What's the matter, Mayo? You getting tired? I'm not tired. Move it, boys! This is where the fun starts. Move it! We got all day tomorrow to look forward to. Come on!
Ah, 6 inches off the ground. Now give me 6 to 90.
Ah! Hey, Mayo. Why don't we quit this little charade of yours over a couple of beers over a few days? Come on, man. You're about as close to being office material as me.
Sir, this candidate believes it would make a good officer.
No way, Mayo, no way. You don't give a shit about anybody but yourself. And every one of your classmates knows it. You think they trust you behind the controls of a plane that they'd have to fly in? Come on, man. I teach you as the kind of guy that would zip off one day in my F-14 and sell it to the Cubans, right?
No, sir. No, sir. I love that country.
So, sell it to the Air Force, Mayo. Sell it to the Air Force. Talk to me. Now, why would a slick little hustler like you want to sign up for this kind of abuse anyway?
I want to fly jets, sir.
My grandmama wants to fly jets.
I wanted this when I was a kid.
We're not talking about flying here. We're talking about character.
I've changed. I've changed since I've been here.
Hell, you have.
I've changed, sir.
Oh, just polished up your ass a little bit. You just shined it up.
Now tell me what I want to hear. I want your D.O.R.
No, sir.
I want your D.O.R.
I ain't gonna quit.
Spell it. D.O.R.
I ain't gonna quit.
Yeah, then you can be free and you and your daddy can get drunk and go hog chasing again, huh?
No, sir.
D.O.R.
I ain't gonna quit.
All right, then you can forget it. You're out.
Don't you do it. Don't you. I got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go.
I got nothing else. I got nothing else.
All right, Mayo. On your feet.
Come on, Mayo, let's get back to the barracks.
Dad, don't give up! You got that queer on the line!
Oh, no!
Gas mask, boy!
Hang in there, Dad! Remember the Titans!
Good friends of yours, yeah.
Don't give up the ship, Mayo!
Yes, sir.
We're with you, Dad!
Don't quit, Dad! You can make it!
All right, move. You got some urine on it, honey. Move out.
Hey, Bowen's queer. He got his balls shot off.
So you're still here, huh, Mayo?
Sid?
Yeah?
Thanks.
Sid. Take a look at that. That son of a bitch.
Somebody's got to move sometime.
They found them there weeks later, shriveled from lack of food and water.
Bye, Zachary.
The whole week thinking about you guys on that boat.
We were so drunk.
Let's see how that looks. Pretty sharp.
I'd love to be one of those girls they're letting in the flight program. I think it'd be a gas to fly.
So what's stopping you?
You know, all those magazines and what they say. It's just, I don't know. It's not so easy for a girl.
There's still no excuse. You're not going out getting what you want. Just go get it.
And who says I'm not going after what I want?
Not me.
My mom is 39 years old. She still works over at that factory. And every time I look at her, I know exactly what I don't want.
My old lady. Took a bottle of pills one day when I was at school. The thing that got me about her. She didn't leave a note. She didn't. Nothing. She just checked out. Always hated her for that.
Oh, God. That must really hurt.
Hurt? No. You're all alone in the world. Once you get that down, nothing hurts anymore.
I bet most people would buy that line when you feed it to them. Huh?
Let yourself get pregnant?
No way, Lynette. Come on, would you?
Well, I never used to think I'd do something like that. But I just don't know anymore. Yes, me, 9 weeks just ain't long enough to get a guy to fall in love with you.
Yeah, but that doesn't justify trying to trap him or getting pregnant. I mean, I can't even believe you had that thought. It's real backward.
Well, it ain't any more backward if you ask me. And the way these hotshot assholes just use us till they've had enough and then ditch us like we's trash. Don't you ever feel used, Paula? Don't you ever feel like this is all I get for my trouble and the son of a bitch ought to be paying for it?
No, I never feel like that.
Well, I do.
Thanks again for the flowers, Zach.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, man.
These are the most beautiful things I've ever saw.
Wipe that stuff off your mouth.
Zach?
Well, this is great.
Sir?
How many more weeks till graduation?
Oh, I got three more. 3 more weeks.
And those are the roughest ones of all, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Sir, excuse me. Why do you keep staring at my food?
Why are you staring at me?
Staring at you.
He doesn't mean anything by it, Zach. Do your joke.
No, I don't mean anything by it.
Do you like some more chicken, Zach?
No, no, thanks, son. In fact, I've had it. I can't eat another bite. This is great.
Tough, too.
This is the best meal I've had in a long, long time, ma'am. Thank you.
Why don't we go, Zach? Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks again, ma'am.
You want to eat?
Mama.
Sorry. I'm so embarrassed, Zach. I knew I shouldn't have brought you here.
That's okay. A great free meal. Nice relaxing dinner. These people are so uptight. I feel so sorry for you.
Don't feel sorry for me. I'm used to it. It's hereditary. So anyway, after this, you go to a basic flight, which is in Pensacola, right?
Yeah, Pensacola. And then we go to Beeville, Texas when I get jets.
After that, don't you think about, I mean, come on. What's after that? Family. Kids. Do you think about all that?
No. Is that what you think about?
Sometimes. If I could do a better job than them, I'd love it.
Yeah, and what would you do different?
Everything. First, I'd marry a man I really loved.
So why'd your mom marry this guy if she didn't love him?
Because my real father wouldn't marry her.
Your real father?
My real father. I'm going to show you my real father. Pop.
So your real father was an officer's candidate like me.
Yeah, about 22 years ago.
Jesus. No wonder this guy was looking at me funny.
He always looks funny.
Look, it's about time I got back to the war.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Mom, for dinner again, okay?
Yeah, great chicken, huh?
Yeah, I love the chicken.
If you get a chance this week, why don't you give me a call?
Yeah, that's right. I have to have survival training this week, so I can't make any promises.
No promises. Zach, you know, I didn't have to show you that picture if I didn't want it. I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
Careful on that one.
Yeah.
Seeing those flight candidates over to the base?
Why? Got any reason to think we wouldn't be?
I don't know. 3:40 in the afternoon and not a word out of you about where you're going, what you're doing over the weekend.
Hi, I'd like to speak with Zach Mayo. He's an AOC candidate. Well, could you look around for him? Tell him it's Paula.
Liberty time!
time, boys and girls. Fall. Hunt!
Aye, sir!
Where are you going?
Where's
my bread?
Come on, come on, come on.
See, you don't forget TJ's.
Hello? Emil, you got a phone call. Somebody named Paula.
Tell her I already split.
Come on, let's go!
What?
I see. Okay.
Comes a time. Right after they get through survival training, when they start to think they can make it without you. Suddenly they stop calling. Suddenly they own the goddamn world.
I said that he had a right of that. I don't think I did.
He can call by now, Paula. He ain't gonna call.
Bunny, why don't you just shut up? You don't know so
Bunny.
Much.
Clock me out, Donette.
Paula, what are you doing?
May they all crash and burn.
Paula, wait! Where are you going?
Let me go, Mama.
You are going to the base to look for Zach. Don't do it, Paula.
I have to. I love him. I can't just let him run off.
Well, how are you going to stop him if you don't want to be
stopped? I don't know, but I'm going to think of a way.
No.
No?
Honey, please. I can't let you do this. I just can't. Don't go, baby.
Please don't go.
What are you crying about? I know what you're feeling.
Oh, what am I feeling?
Don't do it, Paula. Let him go. Don't trick him or try to trap him.
I wouldn't do anything like that.
Yes, you would.
No, I would never try to trap him.
If you go there tonight and you find him, you'll say anything, baby.
You will.
And God help you after that.
You're right.
Daddy?
Zach's only 0.2 of a second off the all-time obstacle course record. He's going to break it before he leaves.
Well, you boys are lucky you weren't in the program when I was. You couldn't just quit the way you can now. When I went through it, when my oldest boy went through it, you bilged out. You were put into the fleet as a swabby.
It's real interesting, sir.
Sid, how come you haven't written Susan in over 3 weeks?
Oh, we haven't had time to write anybody. I haven't even written y'all but once. It's incredible. Right?
Oh, yeah. Who is this Susan, anyway?
My girl back home. I'm married as soon as I can get out of here. She was Tommy's girl. They were supposed to get married before he got killed. I don't know why I never told you about her. I guess I didn't want you to think I was a shit for fucking Lynette.
Man, I ain't your parents, you know? You love this girl?
Oh, man. The greatest chick you ever want to know. She loves kids. Works with handicapped kids down at the church every afternoon.
Man, that ain't what I'm talking about. I asked you if you loved her.
Everybody loves her. Listen, I'm not going to make that little reunion tonight.
Why not?
I'm open to any relation. Meet Lynette over to Tides. That's 10-52 states, man. What can I do?
No, no, no. Should have done what I did, man. Just break it off clean. Have it done with. Over. It's the best.
She was pretty torn up. You didn't call her. But I'm not supposed to tell you that.
Women, 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 women. We say, yeah, good time. A lot of laughs, no problems. Doesn't work that way, does it?
Well, look out, TJ's. Here I come.
See you later, man.
Okay. I don't know what you're smiling about. You're lucky you got here.
What are you talking about?
Somebody. I still taste that bug.
Don't. You taste made it to survival.
To survival.
To survival.
All right, apparently.
flight of Foley.
Hey, is that your tip over there, babe? I think she's pulling a rag on you. That's a flight instructor she's with.
Walk away, walk away.
Back in a minute.
I get all wasted, like the Spanish city to me. When we were kids, girl, it looked so pretty to me.
Like it all. What are you doing here?
Well, I thought it was time for me to see legendary TJ once before I left here. You come here a lot?
I come here once in a while.
Sorry I didn't call you this weekend. This whole weekend has been unbelievable.
It's okay. How did survival training go?
That's what I asked.
Survived, obviously.
How was your week?
It was good. I'm going to get a raise beginning of next month.
Yeah?
Yeah?
That's great.
You guys are graduating in a couple of weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to believe I'm actually going to make it.
You'll make it. Remember, I told you saw it and it happened.
Yeah, you told me.
I got to go because I have a date and it's so long.
Look, there's something I want to...
What?
I want to thank you. I don't think I would have made it through this crazy thing. I didn't have something to look forward to.
Thank me for nothing. I had a good time. And good luck in Pensacola with your flight training and get jets. Huh?
Back, leave the bottle. Give me the bottle of portion.
Come here, baby doll. Come here. Come over here.
Let's sit down here for a second. I'll tell you something. I just had to have one more taste. Does stuff come in anything besides strawberry?
How about if I bring some coconut next time?
Okay.
Jim, I really gotta go.
Shouldn't you got your period by now?
I'm a little late, that's all.
How late are you?
Why? What's the difference? If anything was to happen, which I'm sure it's not, it'd be my responsibility.
Now, just exactly how late are you, honey?
What do you care? Suppose I was to get pregnant. You just suppose it. I'd never try to make you do something you didn't want to do.
Oh, I know. I know, but that's not the only issue here. There's a lot more to it than that.
What other issue is there, Sid?
My responsibility as its father, for one thing. If I've got you pregnant, then I want to do the right thing by you. I'm going to pay for the abortion. I'm going to be with you through the whole thing, comfort you, just like I'd be going through it, too. We'd both be going through it together. So how late are you?
Let's just wait and see what happens, okay? See you later.
I'll call you.
Come on, guys. Go. Last chance for the record. Go.
Go.
Go for the record, Bill.
This is Ed Mayonnaise. Go.
Go get it! You got it! Let's go, Mayo! Put it down!
Get there, Mayo! Put your name on that wall, Mayo! Put your name on that wall!
Let's do this together, Seeger. Come on, Seeger.
Forget it. Just go for the record.
She's not lying about the whole thing.
She went to the doctor, said the test was pregnant.
Okay, so get an abortion.
I'd love to, believe me. She won't even talk about it. She's Catholic.
Sid, you're not going to marry this girl.
You know, she says it's up to me, but if I don't, she'll go off and have the baby on her own somewhere.
So what? Women do it all the time.
What? I can't let her go off and have a kid by herself. My kid, too.
You sure?
Mine.
I'm sorry, all right? Just listen to this. What if Foley was right? She got herself knocked up just to trap you. Is it still your responsibility?
That's not the point. No matter how it happened, there'd still be a child in this world. It could be mine. I wouldn't know where it was or its name or nothing.
Jesus Christ, man. Is everything your responsibility? Sit, adjust, pray, attack. It's just like this thing with your brother getting killed. It's the same damn thing as your brother. Him getting killed instead of you.
Isn't that the real reason you promised to marry this Susan? Isn't the reason to do everything, man, out of some bullshit code of ethics you picked up from your family?
It may be bullshit to you, buddy. But I wasn't raised that way. We got a responsibility to the people in our lives. It's the only thing that separates us from the goddamn animals. I'm just not like you, Mayo. I can't shit all over people and just sleep like a baby at night.
Well, I say you got responsibility to yourself first, and if you can't handle that, you got a lot bigger problems than making some girl pregnant.
Gentlemen, relax.
Without an oxygen mask at 30,000 feet, your insides will feel like this rubber glove. Your coordination will deteriorate, and even the most childlike exercises will seem impossible. Look for the warning signs. Giddiness, shortness of breath, claustrophobia. They can hit you at any moment. At the instant you feel yourself losing control, go back in oxygen. That's the whole purpose of this drill. Now, does everyone understand the exercises? Okay, everybody set? Okay, let's see a thumbs up, please.
Very good. Everybody remove your mask, please.
All right, you can begin the exercises now.
Queen of diamonds. Nine of diamonds.
If you have any problems, just go ahead and put your mask on. Or if you have any trouble doing that, raise your hand and the corpsman will assist.
Five of clubs.
How you doing over there, Mayo and Seeger? Having a little trouble? Concentrate. Try to make your palms meet.
Ace of spades.
How you doing down there, Worley? Worley, are you all right? Worley, can you hear me?
Ace of spades.
Worley, put your mask back on, please. Put your mask back on.
You okay?
Sit.
I'm going to get out of here.
Worley, sit down. Corman, we got a problem over here.
Corman?
Okay,
Corman, we got an emergency. Get that mask on.
It's all right.
Get out of here.
Okay, it's all right. The pressure up. Bring it up.
Mayo, they're watching.
The door. Not yet. 1 minute. We're going to stabilize the pressure. Inside. Put your mask on.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Everybody's watching.
Don't leave your positions. We're going to stabilize the pressure right now. Man the door. 1 minute. Stay where you are. Leave your mask on.
He's got it.
He's fine.
He got it. It is okay. No problem. It's okay.
The halyard.
Charlie, take care of that, will you, man?
Okay, ma'am.
What's going on?
You didn't kick him out. Hey, wait a minute. Did he tell you what he's been going through?
It doesn't matter what he's been going through. That's the whole purpose of this. What does matter is that he freaked out for some reason at 25,000 feet, and that can't happen ever.
You don't understand, sir. He's got a girl in town. She's pregnant. She's putting him through hell.
That don't matter. That don't matter.
Don't matter?
What do you mean? You got 2 weeks left. You're out just like that? That can still happen to you too, mayonnaise.
He ain't bullshitting you, buddy. I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
Fuck it up for you, man. What did you call me?
I thought the DIs were supposed to help everybody out around here. What kind of a human being are you?
You better lock it up, boy. You're going to be going home with him.
All right, go back to the barracks, please. I don't get this. He's the best candidate in the class. He's the best student, the best leader, best friend to everybody. Get to bend your goddamn rules for once.
Zach, he didn't ask me to DOR. I went to him.
What are you talking about?
I'm glad it's over, buddy. He wasn't here for me. He was right. I was here for everybody but me. I was here for my big brother.
Hey, buddy. Sid?
Wait a minute.
Sid!
Request permission to carry on, sir!
Get the fuck out of here.
Sir, keep the change.
Good job. Lynette?
Hi, baby.
Hi, Sid.
Come out here a minute.
What are you doing out of uniform?
Don't worry about that. Just come out here for a minute. I got something for you.
Well, wait just a second, all right? I look a mess.
All right, then, if you don't want it.
All right. What?
Well, if you don't want it.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, Oh, my God. Oh, it's beautiful.
It cost me my whole savings, but I said, what the fuck?
Oh, God. Oh, Sid. Oh. Does this mean...
Yes, ma'am. That's what...
Oh, Sid.
Let's get to Justice Peace and do it right now.
Oh, okay.
Right
now. Tell Paula. Oh, Sid, I wonder where we're going to get stationed first. Oh, I hope we get to Hawaii. No, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Oh, honey, we're not going to get stationed anywhere. I DOR'd.
You what?
I DOR'd. Hell, I was never cut out to be a pilot. I was faking it. I've been faking everything in my life up to now.
But what do we do? Where would we go?
Oklahoma. I'm going to get my old job back at JCPenney's. Hell, in 2 years, I'll be floor manager. Oh, you're going to love Oklahoma. And you and Mama are going to get along great. Money might be a little tight at first, so we might have to live here at home. It's going to work out.
Sid, there's no baby.
What?
I'm not pregnant. I got my period this morning. There's no baby, Sid.
I'll be goddamn. We said we'd get married anyway. I love you. I don't think I really knew that till just now, just a second.
I have never been happier in my life than I have been the last 7 weeks.
I never felt so relaxed. I never felt so loved for who I really am. Lynette, marry me. Make me the happiest man in the whole world.
I'm sorry, Sid. I don't want to marry you. I really like you, and we've had ourselves some really great times. But I thought you understood. I want to marry a pilot. I want to live my life overseas. The wife of an aviator. Damn you! God damn you! Nobody DORs after 11 weeks! Nobody!
Paula around?
Paula!
Paula! I'm looking for Sid. D.O.R. Quit. Nobody's seen him since. I don't know where to look.
Same room?
Yes, sir.
Number 3.
Yep. That's the one. Jameson, what do you think of this?
That's nice.
Watch this. I think you'll like it.
Damn it!
Lynette?
Has he been here?
Already come and gone.
Yeah, what happened?
Can you believe it? He DOR'd in the 12th week. How can you win?
Lynette, what did you tell him about the baby?
That there isn't one. As of today. I got my period this morning. I couldn't believe it. He still wanted to marry me.
And what did you say?
Oh, I said, no, of course. I don't want no Okie from Muskogee. I'd get that right here.
Who the hell do you think you are, playing with people like that? He loves you. You just shit on him.
You made up this whole thing, didn't you? There wasn't any baby.
Of course there was a baby. God, I'd never lie about something like that. Would I, Paula? No different than I am, Paula.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Sid? Sid?
Guy said he just got here. Sid?
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the prizes tonight? Yes, sir. Our losers will get a set of match freezers capable of storing up to 3 tons of frozen food. And
hey, man.
That's not bad for opening.
Sid, you okay?
Gretchen Hansen from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Sid!
Back for her 14th Easy Money Marathon win.
Shit!
What? Oh, God.
Call an ambulance.
He's your friend. Why are you coming to talk to me about it? Huh? You didn't try. You didn't say goodbye to me.
Spoke to the chaplain over the base and he said he's called Sid's parents.
Why can't I learn? Just like her all over again. Just like her.
Jack, don't do this to yourself. You didn't kill your mother. You didn't kill Sid. They killed themselves.
There's nothing you could have done about it.
Look, I gotta get out of here. You want some money or something to get a cab? Something. I don't
deserve that.
Okay, all right.
You know, you're not the only one that's feeling awful. Maybe I had something to do with what happened. I knew what Lynette was doing. I could have said something and I didn't.
Look, you got no problems, all right? No problems. Another class will be coming through soon. You, Lynette, right back into business.
That's not fair. I never lied to you. I never did what Lynette's doing. I'm not Lynette.
No.
I love you. I've loved you since I met you. Don't you understand?
No! I don't want you to love me. I don't want anyone to love me. Just want out. Candidate requests permission to see you in private, sir.
Neil, the whole class knows about candidate Wally. Yes, sir.
Oh, I bet you are. I want to see you in private, sir.
Not now.
Now.
Howard!
Sir, I request permission.
Left, right, left, left, right, left.
Sir, this officer left. Candidate requests permission to see you in private, sir.
Not now, I'm busy. And so are you. Now get cleaned up.
I don't need your shit. I came back to quit.
D-O-R.
Platoon. Halt. I don't need you. I don't need a Navy. I don't need anybody.
Okay, Mayo. I see what you want. You said you wanted to meet me in private. You got it. The blip hanger. Now. Move it.
You move it.
We ain't going there to talk, boy.
Move!
Fall out!
Fall out!
This is between me and him.
Let's see what you got. I see you've had some training, man, eh?
Come on, Forrest.
Looky, looky here.
Blood as red as mine, isn't it, Mayo? Yes.
quit now, Mayo, if you want to. It's up to you.
Sir, the officers are present.
Yes, please, rise. Class 1581, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Please be seated. Gunnery Sergeant Foley.
Sir.
Well done, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir. Class 1581. Fall out.
Congratulations, Ensign Chaplin. Congratulations, Ensign Seeger.
Thank you, sir.
Gunnery Sergeant Ensign Seeger. Sir. Congratulations, Ensign Mayo.
Won't ever forget you, Sergeant.
I know.
Would have made this if it weren't for you.
Get the hell out of here.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Congratulations, Ensign Delasera.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Every means necessary, fair and unfair, whip you up.
son. Hang on, you used to be. Live their life looking behind. Is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb the stairs every day.